I'd rather drag my pecker through 10 miles of broken whiskey bottles and see Malia on my TV.
Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Ahoy there, mateys, and welcome to the Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck Med Podcast. My name is Brianna, and I'll be your bosun today, and I am here with my chief stew, Jen, and we are ready to talk shit about Captain Sandy and Malia, because that's like the whole theme of our podcast now.
That's the truth.
How's it going, girl?
It is going good. What a fun week we had with all of this. It was,
you know, decidedly non-horrific week on Bravo for sure.
Yeah, it really was. It was nice to, I had people talking about this episode. Our friend Cece was saying that it was kind of, you know, ho-hum or kind of a blah episode. And it was, but I almost needed the palate cleanser. It feels like we've just been like in a prize fight, getting our jaws jacked week after week with blow after blow, that this was like the time where we could sit on the stool and drink a glass of water and towel our faces off.
Well, it's like you can't eat steak every day. Right. Sometimes dessert is good. Mm-hmm. And I am like, I honestly don't love conflict, like, as a person. I find it sometimes entertaining, usually depending on the quality of the comeback. Like, that's kind of my thing. But, like, I'm cool with enjoying TV and laughing at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually don't want to constantly support women fighting with each other. I feel like it's bad for us.
Yeah. I get that. And I think that them starting with bringing Aisha on, I know that they ended with it last week.
Yes.
But she just, I put in the blog, you know, that she's like a magical unicorn fairy godmother that's made out of four-leaf clovers, because there was just kind of some vibe that came with her that was just happy, you know?
She's a happy person. She basically farts rainbows.
You know, it's hilarious. Yeah,
she definitely has like a totally different vibe. Like, she's sort of as annoyingly enthusiastic as Bugsy with the whole sing song hello everybody, I'm bringing monster. Like, I expected Aisha to say that pregnantly.
Yeah,
but somehow it's less offensive coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, and I think it's because, you know, you've got the background of her previous season. She was just fun and lighthearted. You know what you were getting. You know that that's who she is as a person. You know, it's not artifice to suck up to Sandy.
True.
You know what I mean?
And Aisha says whatever the hell she wants.
Oh, totally. Which
makes me relate to her, because I also do that, much to my, does not help me in life. She gets away with it more.
Yeah. I let you get away with it completely on here. You've got the power of the edit. You can take out or keep in whatever you want.
You can't fire me. This is a collective.
It is. We're Borg.
I know, exactly. Yeah. No, but do you remember when she was on last, when she was talking about sticking her fingers up her butt so she could figure out where poo comes from? She's
so
crazy.
Weird.
I know. She's nuts.
She's nuts. And I mean, she kind of makes Bugsy look mellow. I mean, Bugsy seemed taken aback. Like, you know, when
she out-Bugsied Bugsy.
Exactly. Like, when somebody mirrors you so much and you're like, what? You know? And then you realize, oh, crap, that's me.
Good point. Except little does she know, she's not mirroring her at all. But this is just her effusive self. She's hilarious.
Exactly.
Not effusive. That's a little different. That's the wrong word. Oh. Yeah. Anyway, so they're off to Ibiza, which is the party capital of the Med, which I do know.
I
the best
do not.
Clubs in the world. Oh, you know. Yeah, it's in Spain, obviously, and mm-hmm. it is a massive lake. It's like the Cancun of Spain.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all like spring breakers, but not really spring break. It's just all mm-hmm. year round. Yeah.
Really? Because mm-hmm. The party that they end up going to is the closing party. So is it like a summer season kind of place or
no?
Really?
Because it's always summer in Ibiza. Like it's warm there. Yeah, the Met is really warm. You know, I've spent a tiny bit of time there.
I didn't get down that far when I was in Europe, so
it's not too late.
Not familiar.
It's not too late.
True.
But I honestly, this is how old and boring I am. I was like, all the best clubs in the world. Fuck me. That sounds terrible.
I think quarantine's kind of done that to all of us. Like,
no, I've been this way for a long time.
Yeah, just the thought of being jam packed in like sardines with other people right now is not my jam.
I'm just thinking like techno, and you can't talk to anyone. But I'd like to see Aisha dancing again. She's funny. I'm okay. Come on back, Aisha. I welcome you back with this podcast for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we needed something had to save this season.
Seriously.
And if there is a possibility of it being saved, I think that she's the key to it, because it just does feel like a completely different energy on the boat. You know, everybody's
the whole cast has changed. Mm-hmm. Suddenly we have like a new chef and new strips. Everybody has got new teeth too. So it does. It's like a mid-season recasting.
Right. It is. It kind of feels like that because they cut Pete out now. So he's completely gone.
Yeah.
You know, so it does feel different, except it feels the same a little because the Damons are back. And Aisha loves them, but she called them down to earth, which made me laugh because they were so high as kites last time. And I mean, drunk, not like high, but it just down to earth wasn't quite the description.
Definitely not. Knowing that rich can be that dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. They're not snobby, but they're not like, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm thinking soul to the earth. I don't know. But yeah, they're a couple of odd ducks. That's for sure.
Not a big fan, frankly. Yeah. But meanwhile, so like interspersed in us like reacquainting ourselves with the Damons, we've got Rob, who's suddenly all stormy and pensive and trying to act deep. What did you think about that? Like all this, I'm triggered by Ibiza, although I've never been there.
Right. And it was weird how he put it. He almost said like he visualized in his mind that back in his partying days, that if he went there, he'd never come home. So I guess that means that he thought he would die there and that being around that atmosphere might be a big trigger, but don't get off the boat. You know what I mean? Like, send Pete, send Alex, just say, you know, this isn't a good place for me to be in. You know, it's, I don't know. I'm an overthinker, but he's like an emotional overthinker, you know, like I'll get on the hamster wheel and just like spin for a while. Man. But he just takes it into like this moody kind of brooding.
I don't know. And it's
place.
Not cute. Like, I do not find that attractive. I was like, shut up. But also, I know what happens with them. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I found it interesting that they're being super vague to Aisha about Hannah's departure.
I love that she was ready to be a bitch to Bugsy just to defend Hannah's honor. That's me all day, by the way. I totally will be a bitch to people who, you know, upset my friends, like my coworker at work. I will fuck you up if you mess with her more than if you mess with me, you know?
Right.
So she's cute. She'd ride or die.
Yeah, but then she was just like, but she really hasn't done anything to me, you know, so I'm just going to judge for myself.
But didn't you find it interesting that Hannah texted her to say she wasn't on the boat but did not say why?
But not really. I don't know how much they're allowed to talk about with their NDAs. I don't.
Oh, even if she, well, I guess she didn't necessarily know that Aisha was going to be on.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what the time frame was of that.
Point. I didn't even know that.
You know, I kind of think they're not allowed to give away plot lines because then it can get leaked out and that kind of stuff. So she might have just given her the surface.
But, I don't know. For the for a girl who sticks her finger up her ass to find out where shit comes from, she's pretty classy. Yeah. Pretty classy move. She's multifaceted.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I was getting so hyper annoyed. Like, they showed Malia waving to Tom through the little porthole in the kitchen and then just like feeding each other food and stuff. And it was just like, I kind of for a nanosecond almost missed Jenna and Adam.
You know, I would not go that far.
Yeah, probably I don't. But it felt like it in the moment because it was just like, there's enough distance between Jenna and Adam that I have lost how annoyed and angry it made me feel.
I know. They were gross. Every time they kissed, my skin crawled. But yes, I agree with you. But it was sweeter because I don't know if you saw the article, but those two have broken up.
Yeah.
So that makes it sweeter. Like, I can't wait to, I hope we see their relationship self-destruct because they both freaking deserve it.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see it play out if it does play out on screen because Malia's got some massive karma coming her way.
No shit.
I can't like with it. Her.
Yeah. Meanwhile, how much did you love it that Tom is Googling baseball?
I loved it just because he said the word Google.
Google. Exactly.
And it was like, take that, Sandy, you twat waffle. Twat waffle. I had to throw that in first slide. He asked if it was going to be a TW episode.
It's so crazy because you won't say hell, but you'll say twat. And to me, I will not say twat publicly normally. Like, really? I really won't. I put that right underneath the C word. So I find it.
Really? That's so funny.
For me. Yes, I do. However, I support you and saying whatever you want. I believe in freedom of speech. Okay. Well, but that was awesome. And he's like, what is that? Like, fast paced cricket.
Yeah.
But that's how people here would be like, cricket. They use a bat, right?
Yeah. We actually have a cricket pitch at my hillbilly park near me, believe it or not.
It's a cricket pitch.
Well, it's the field that they play on.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's interesting. Have you watched them play?
Once or twice. It's not something, you know. I'm not a huge sports person. Like, I'll go down to a Bengals game on occasion when we get tickets, but... Mm.
I hate sports, and I'm totally ignorant, and I plan to stay that way. But I really would like to know, listeners out there, if you have a minute, I just want to know if you, like most of our listeners are Americans, and what I'd like to know is, of you Americans, how many of you actually know what cricket is? Or like how you play or anything. Yeah.
We'll have to put up a poll so they can vote.
Definitely.
Yeah, because we can't expect him to know what baseball is if we don't know what their sports are.
Oh, no, I expect him to know everything.
That's true. Because he's a Michelin star chef. Yeah.
Like, come on. They're foreigners. Like, I don't... Listen, if you asked me to make a Las Vegas menu, I'd be like, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's a thing at all. Like, Las Vegas is filled with restaurants that are totally diverse of, like, every kind. So maybe Captain Sandy hasn't been there because she's a teetotaler and it's, you know, whatevs. Anyway.
Oh, we did find out that Aisha is a semi-stalker and she and Jack broke up because...
That's not stalking.
I find it stalkery.
Come on. Who doesn't look at their ex's social media?
Well, my ex is like, it's been so many years. It's been 2 decades. I really don't give a rip.
Plus, it's like you have like one ex. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, it's not like casual exes. No, I am just going to come out and say it. I go to everybody's social media. First of all, I'm hoping they're fat. I want them to be single, fat, hideous, and wrinkly. I'm a terrible person. Total schadenfreude. So I got it. Like, I go to my exes just to make sure they're as miserable as I want them to be, especially
that's
my ex-husband.
So funny.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm that person who, when it's in the rear view, I really kind of don't look anymore.
That is just very smart, Chen.
Yeah.
Extremely smart. However, you got divorced before social media, and I wonder how
that's
much
true.
That plays into it.
That's true.
Come on, you don't even want to go.
I did have a MySpace then.
Oh, I did not, however. However, before that, I was on BBSs and they were text only. So who am I kidding?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they broke up because he went back to his ex.
He's a cheater.
Aisha watched it on his ex-girlfriend's Insta stories.
I know. I'm mad because I loved Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack broke my heart. I just want to say that.
Yeah. I do like the fact that it hasn't soured her on love, because it does seem that Jess is a little soured on love, and I think that's why
I think so.
She said on her Watch What Happens Live that she doesn't want to date anymore and whatever, where Aisha seems very rainbowy still about it and was very excited that Rob and Jess were together, and you know.
Yeah, she's cute, and she seems like she genuinely wishes well
for everybody. It's
exactly, even though she's annoying sometimes, come on, she's a rare bird, and I'm here for it. Thank you for bringing some joy.
Exactly, that's where I'm at with it.
Definitely. Anyway, Jesse mad about Aisha's, you know, I guess because she got, you know, like she got second stew and no one even gave her a chance. I don't know if she's good enough or not. I'm not there, but it was pretty.
I think part of the thing was, is we saw the spoilers so early on that I didn't even do the math on Jess moving up. You know, because we knew who was coming on.
I did.
But to be quite honest, if you look at how negative Sandy's been towards Jess, because Jess was in the Hannah group, I just don't see her promoting her, period.
Yeah, she just didn't have an opportunity.
Right.
I do feel bad that Jess is being judged on laundry. Because I'm telling you, if I was judged on laundry, it would not go well. Although I'm really good at folding because I'm really, really anal and I have a flip folder.
Well, not just laundry. She's being judged on one-handed laundry because she had that.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair.
Although she is kind of clumsy. Did you see her hit her head on the door of the laundry?
Just don't listen. Just don't. I'm going to be Team Jess.
She knows I love her, but that just cracked me up. I'm so clumsy that I found that completely relatable.
Oh my
but
God,
she
me
just
too.
Banged
I
her head right
myself
on the open
and
door.
Burned myself in the kitchen constantly. It's a good joke in my family. That's the only time I'm accident prone. Except sometimes I chase my dogs around the house and slide in my socks. I fell in my ass the other day.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have a big ass and I bounced.
Bumbles bounce.
Exactly.
I don't think she's really hating on Aisha.
No.
I think it's more just the circumstance that
I would feel the same way. I'd feel resentful, but I predict Aisha will win her over because who can't she win over?
Right. Right.
So meanwhile, we move on to like the most impressive reversing job that a captain has ever done. Like, oh my God, that backing out of that space. Holy crap.
You go on and on about this.
Come on.
Because I so wanted to hear metal on metal. I know I'm a horrible person, but I wanted to see a big line of removed paint down the sign. And it didn't happen. And I was sad.
I'm glad. I really want them to back out perfectly. I do not know why.
I
don't like
it.
I never root for people to fail. I really don't.
Oh,
I feel like it's super bad karma.
Yeah, I
for
totally
as snarky as I am, I can't do it. Like I
only do it when I feel like they deserve it. Like it's their justice, you know. I don't do it for like normal people. If there's like a normal person on the street, I'm not the person who like watches somebody trip off a curb and laughs.
Yeah, me neither. Definitely not. I know, I hate people like that. Anyway, yeah. It is what it is. And it's totally authentic, right? Like our reactions to it are authentic.
Yeah.
Maybe part of my reaction is the fact that I know how difficult that is, having been on a lot of boats.
And part of my reaction is that I feel like they've been showing us a lot of that this season, more so than normal, it feels like.
I feel like they, like Captain Lee has been shown doing impressive boat docking.
Yeah, occasionally, but not every time. This is like a lot of focus on Malia's call outs of things and whatever. And it just is, it's very a Malia and Sandy show part of it. And I just kind of ignore it because I'm a brat and I can.
It's funny though, because I kind of feel like it's opposite for our personalities, but I might be wrong.
Yeah. Well, you get me mad though, and man, that's all it takes.
You got me mad about Captain Sandy because I was on her side much longer than you were.
Yes. Come to the dark side. Yes.
That's super funny.
But the Daemons finally get there.
Yeah, speaking of the dark side, that was gonna be my segue.
Yeah. Oh, I did forget that Aisha called Sandy
a boss bitch.
Yes, she did. And I felt like she could have left the boss off and everybody would have agreed more.
See, she hasn't seen this yet. And I do not feel like Sandy was this offensive on previous seasons. I don't either. So I'm going to give Aisha the benefit of the doubt. Plus, she sees the best in people, and I appreciate it. I really do. I don't know what's up with me today. I'm not as mean as normal.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because I had a shitty day, and I really feel like I should be meaner right now.
Well, I promised Brady Girl that I would be extra mean today because I was kind of not mean in my blog. So,
people were complaining. People have a lot of opinions about your blogs and what you should say.
I love it. It is great.
They're reading.
No, I mean, I love them, like, contributing.
For sure.
It's all just coming out of my head. So if people want me to go in a different direction, if it's something I agree with, I'm happy to. Because sometimes I do dial back because I feel like I've been, like, a mega hag this year. So I'm trying to, like, get back to my normal Zen Jen and not be, like, so angry.
I think we're all angry right now. Like, shit's really difficult. But anyway, it wasn't difficult when Aisha was here, and she's still idealistic and happy. Yeah. So she loves when the Daemons come on, which I just was like, right away, I was like, I remember hating these people. He's the least hateable. Like, he ironically is the one who's, least offensive, don't you think? John Grayman. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
His wife is appalling.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty horrible.
She really
is. But they do seem like easygoing in a way. Mm-hmm. But he really is super particular about his food. So as much as he seems easygoing, he's kind of not. So,
well, I guess I relate to his particular tick about that. I also like my food really hot.
I do too. Burn my face off, please.
Exactly. Because, it's got to cool down while I'm sitting and eating. And, my husband, he always, we go to our favorite restaurant and we sit out on the deck near the beach. And he always tells them he wants a latte with an extra shot. Extra hot. Really important to me. Extra hot. And half the time, they're not extra hot. So, I guess I don't find that horrifically. Like, honest to God, when you see the prices these people pay, that's the least they
can do. That's a good point.
I didn't find that too much of a problem. Some of the other people I have where they're sitting around and judging if the cuisine is elevated enough, but hot. Come on. Tables.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. But their guests, though, Adina, that was so funny that I'm glad Aisha said that Adina was on with the Queen of Versailles last time, because I would have assumed that she was with the Daemons, too. And when she pointed that out, I'm like, that's kind of weird. Like, I guess there's a circle of people that you can hang out with where you always wind up as a guest on a yacht, you know, but it just
circle? Please, I know. Can I come? Because that's all I want to do is go on that yacht.
Yeah.
I'll never go on a cruise ship as long as I live. I've spent a lot of time on dive boats and I love it, but that is my dream, is to go on Blue Tick.
Yeah.
And I want my damn food hot. So.
And I promise if I go on, I will not be trash fish drunk to the point I don't remember it.
Right. And also the whole, like, I mean, she was staggering drunk, I think, mm-hmm. even at the beginning of the scene.
Mm-hmm. She was. I mean, they were barely off the freaking dock. I mean, they hadn't gone through the boat tour yet. But she cut herself when she fell with the glass. Mm. And honestly, I'm so hung up on this. I can't let it go yet. All I could think of was, oh yeah, taking a Valium, you know, to level out a panic attack is so dangerous. But alcohol flowing in your nostrils is like safe. Hello.
I also, for the record, mm-hmm. I believe with all my heart, and I say this as someone who's grown up and spent my life around people with addictions, that mm-hmm. alcohol and crystal meth are the worst drugs.
Really?
And so I don't buy that shit at
we
all.
We say as let's sip our rum right now.
Where's my rum? I need another one. It's been a long ass day. But seriously, mm-hmm. you'll never see me that drunk.
Yeah, no.
Ever. The drunkest mm-hmm. I ever get is on this podcast. And that results in me slurring like right at the end a little bit.
It results in me swearing, so.
Right. I know. So. It's always
speaking of swear words, Malia is now, she can add medic to her.
That was interesting.
Well, now she's a medic, she's a bosun, she's private eye, she's a DEA agent, she's a sous chef.
Oh my God, you know who she is? Joe Exotic.
Right? Oh, man, I want to give her a mullet.
Really? Seriously?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, God, just a side note. Do you think she has watched this season and thought, man, I really could improve a little?
No, do you think? I do not. No. I do not.
You think mm-mm. she just believes in everything she did?
She has turned off her IG comments all the way as far back as May. So people can't comment. She is in her own little echo chamber. Yeah. She wants to be there. That's where she's staying. And she's doubled down on her stuff in every interview I've seen her in. I think she's delusional enough to think she did everything right and we're all morons. That's what I think.
Damn people like her, you know, mm-hmm. who think they're all by the book. But I just relate so much to what Adrian Gang said last week on our podcast, which is like, it's horrifying seeing yourself on TV. You're in fear mm-hmm. every day of what people are going to say and think. Like, I can't imagine being enough of a narcissist that I would look at that and think I did a good job.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah, no.
I'm like way more critical of myself than that.
And I would think, I will grant that it probably takes a little time and a little distance to really, because you've got to get through the feeling wronged and feeling misunderstood and all of that before you can get introspective. I'll grant that. But she's had so many object lessons put right in front of her and concrete examples, you know, that she's just completely unwilling to listen to. And Sandy has too. So I don't know.
Well, I think it takes a lot of humility to mm-hmm. to recognize that you are or are not a leader, you know, and that is the thing that I will give to Jess. Like, she had this moment of self-awareness on this episode where she's like, I didn't want to admit it, but my job has been easier since Bugs took over.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I need to be like her more. Like, honestly, she's annoying, but I'm like, I need to be more like Aisha. I would be mm-hmm. happier.
Yeah.
I fight everything.
Yeah. And I think that we all come upon these things, you know, as we encounter things in life. And I think, like with Jess, she, you know, friendship was a priority to her, so she wanted to be loyal to Hannah.
Right.
But then she sees how it impacts her life, and she takes it in. Yeah. And Aisha is the same way. She's got, you know, this social personality that she sees benefits her in her career and her life. And so she stays on that route. Not every piece of introspection that we have has to change us into a completely different person. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's validation.
Sure.
So
I agree with you. And I hope that Jess is watching it back and feeling that way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what you want to see, right? Like, we all have those bad feelings where, you know, we're hurt about something, so we want someone else to suffer. Mm-hmm. I had that same feeling today several times at work, and I am not kidding. But, like, it is better to have that moment of self-awareness. So go, Jess. And we always talk about how, like, especially with Real Housewives, how unlikable most of these people are, or at least a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I gotta give it a shout out. Jess, you're likable. You're really not an asshole, and I appreciate you.
Yep, me too.
Yeah.
Go, Jess. I'm even not as angry at Bugsy anymore.
Me neither.
Without the contrast of Hannah and without that dynamic. I mean, she annoys me. Yep. Yeah.
I wouldn't hang with her.
I'm human. Yeah. But
and she's Bugsy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I find it annoying and quirky, but I'm not, I don't have that anger towards her anymore. I feel like she's doing her job. I think in some ways, like Jess said, she is more organized. She does do it better.
I don't think in some ways. Quite honestly, she's way more organized than Hannah and way less like spur of the moment.
Yeah, but I feel like, I guess, that they're opposite ends of the spectrum, and that the perfect spot is in the middle of that. Because I think Bugsy can be too anal retentive about stuff and too regimented and get too wound up, where Hannah was too lax. So I don't know. There's pros and cons, but
I definitely think that at the end of the day, Hannah was burnt out, but that's a different story for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So the Damons complained about the food last time, and I am reveling in this a little bit because I'm the bad person and you're the good person. And
how that happened. But yeah, go on.
Because that their whole bad experience was from Sandy's bad choice of putting a stew in the chef spot instead of hiring a chef. So their experience is really all on Sandy.
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Interesting. But then, you know, meanwhile, she's there on deck, like doing the same thing we've criticized her for, which is like baiting the guests into saying it's bad.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't there for lunch. The lunch, I thought, were the baseball lunch. I thought Tom, pardon the pun, knocked it out of the park. He did a really good job for having no clue what baseball was. I thought that dessert was super clever with the mint jelly, you know, and the white chocolate baseball that looked like a baseball field kind of thing. I thought that was really cool.
Well, the dude can cook, which does not mean he's a good yacht chef.
Yeah. Yeah. But definitely. No, I'm trying to be objective and, you know, not do like what Sandy did with Kiko, which is finding something wrong with everything, even if there wasn't.
Yes. And I appreciate that too. And I'm trying to do that as well. You know. Yeah. Anyway, then we move on to, like, first of all, every time people get in the water, I'm all excited because I'm a scuba diver. But this time I was fucking triggered as hell. Like, Rob can be triggered by Ibiza, where he has never been. But for me, I went diving like a year and a half ago here in Monterey, near where I live. And we jumped out of the boat. And when we came up from our dive, there was a blanket of jellyfish that we had to ascend into, and we all got stung all over our faces. It was so bad. Oh, my gosh. So I was totally triggered by that and was, like, screaming. Also, what was that jellyfish? I've never seen one like that before.
I don't know. It was pretty cool looking, though. It was, like, maybe it was a party jellyfish, like neon for a beach or something.
Yeah, right. They went with their dumb party up later. Yes, very, very interesting. So then we move on to the thing that's really got me mad, because I am such a Jess fan, and that is Rob. And I'm not sure texting with your ex is like a huge deal, but what I did not like was the way he handled it. I mean, like, yeah, your ex texts you, you can be like, oh my God, is everything okay or whatever. You don't have to like not answer, right? But
well, see, but the thing that bugs me about this was the whole like app hookup person that he wasn't, it wasn't really like a girlfriend.
Oh?
It was the
open, know this part.
This was the open relationship. This is the same chick.
Oh.
Yeah.
So and she's really not his ex.
Yeah. She's no. Like, yeah, it's like the person that we were trying to decide at the beginning of the season, which seems like ages ago,
I know.
Whether he really had an open relationship. And right. He says he broke it off with this chick. Mm-hmm. And now he's texting with her again. And just because someone texts you, you don't have to text them back. Leave them on read. It's not that hard.
I mean, if it's an emergency or something, like I'm not someone who feels like you need to sever ties with everyone you've ever dated, but mm-hmm. there's a level of appropriateness and distance. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you answered her text, answer twice and stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it was constant. I mean, they were doing that little bloop noise.
Hours.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I know. So
I guess it's like leave that. It on red, isn't it? I think I've had too much to drink.
That's funny. Yeah, leave it on red. Exactly. And he was a dick on this episode. Like, what was that when he's telling Sandy he's checked out? Like, newsflash, don't tell that to your boss.
See, and here we go. We're on completely opposite sides of this because I think that, you know, she's Miss, I'm your buddy, you know, I'm tell me your problems, you know, with Joao all last year. And Rob is honest and authentic with her and says, look, I'm just kind of checked out. I'm in my head right now. And she's like, I can't believe he's not even faking it for his captain. And I'm just like, that's not super compassionate, you know, that what she wants to pretend like she is. And I honestly, and I would bet money on this, the only reason that she acted that way with him is because he pointed out in front of her that Malia called him an effer last week and gave Malia lip. And that's why Sandy's being harder on him.
Devil's advocate.
Okay.
Words you use, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel, and I'm not trying to give Sandy the benefit of the doubt here, but I am trying to be rational about it. Like if he'd used the words like, I'm feeling a little down today, or I'm feeling a little low energy today, or nothing wrong, I'm just kind of, you know, checked out says, I'm not paying attention to my job. And he's a fucking deckhand. So he better not be checked out, or she better give him the Valium termination. Because that's exactly the shit that they're talking about.
Yeah, I guess I didn't take checked out as that. I just, when I get in my head, I'm just checked out. I mean, I'm paying attention. I can function like an automaton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just don't expect me to emotionally engage with you is how I took it.
I got you. I just feel like that wouldn't go over well at work. But yeah. I mean, I think that's why she was shocked, but whatevs. Yeah. Malia's a bitch. So she goes and talks about him behind his back too.
To Tom. Yeah. Goes in there. I'm worried about having him on tonight. And she just like, she's only team Malia. And it grosses me out that she tries to act like she's this team player. And she has thrown every swinging person under the bus left and right, you know?
I hope she grows out of this whole doing everything exactly by the book thing. Because
I hope she grows out of it off my TV.
Fair enough. I agree with you. But I feel like she's young and there's a chance for her to improve. And that doesn't mean I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. I just hope she improves. And I hope it's like a stupid part of her, you know, her fledgling career or whatever.
Right.
I don't think that to be a leader, you have to be officious and like super, I mean, by the book is one thing, but you go by the spirit, not the letter.
Yeah. And she did that thing again where she was like, he said that in front of his boss and in front of his captain. you know, what does he think I'll think? You know, it's just like, just her, I don't know, she's gross.
Anyway, yeah, I don't think he's that corporate, basically. Yeah. He doesn't know the right shit to say.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll move on to dinner and the odd neon theme.
What was that? So and random. If you're going to have neon, like, we've seen neon themes on, like, Real Housewives shows, and they're usually 80s stuff, but, like, mm-hmm. those tutus, like,
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
And then to have, like, Gerber daisies in the middle of the table, like, I don't know, like, regular orange, like, burnt orange isn't, like, neon. You know what I mean? She just had, like, these different flower arrangements and then had these little, you know, those dollar store glass bead things and whatever. I just think, like, all I could think was the Southside crew talking about kids' birthday parties. That table looked like a kid's birthday party to me.
No kidding. Do you like themes at parties?
That's a good question. Not really. It depends. Like Halloweenish, maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like a good theme at Halloween, or like we do weird Christmas themes where we just like the most random ugly pajamas that we can find that we all match. Like, you know how I wore those unicorn pajamas for you? We have like reindeer mm-hmm. ones of that. Right. Like stuff like that once in a while, but not for just like sitting down to eat dinner. I just don't need a theme. I just want good food and like don't want crap all over the table. I just want a nice clean lines. And
yeah, anytime there's a theme, I'm just like sour grapes. I just won't do it. I'm a bitch. So they're all rah-rah, and it just makes me hate them.
I couldn't even with Sandy running to hover. I mean, she was literally running behind Bugsy.
Right.
That was so crazy to me. It's like...
She doesn't get it.
It's like I got a screenshot for it on the blog. It's like this odd, like, gleeful, like, she's so excited to get to be on camera again. I don't know. It was weird.
I don't get it either. I mean, the only thing I can think of is, like, maybe her job's in jeopardy.
Maybe.
Like, imagine if she got in trouble a bunch because of all this shit with the food between mm-hmm. Mila and Anastasia. Like, maybe she got shit.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, like she is accountable for that stuff.
Yeah.
And if the guests complain, you can bet the owner's not going to want her back.
Right. But for her to like run out there and be like hovering and be like, I want to know what Johnny thinks. And he's like trying to be cool about it and saying, well, it isn't cold, but it isn't hot. It's,
she's,
you know, kind of warm.
Them.
Yeah.
She's getting them to say it like she did with Kiko. However, in this instance, I don't care.
Yeah. And go so make she mess. Like, I guarantee you your next plate is going to be hot. You know, trust me. And then she goes down there. And what amazes me, and I don't understand this, if this is an issue, why didn't, when they were in port, somebody go in town and get like multiple cloches to cover the plate?
And don't they have,
they didn't even
cloches?
Do that.
I mean, I don't know. I also thought, like, why are they only doing the primaries?
Mm-hmm. Well, but the thing is, that was a mixing bowl.
Is that what that was?
There was no knob on the top of that.
I did not notice that.
Yeah, because usually on a cloche, you've got, like, some sort of way to grab it off the top to lift it to present it. That was, like, it looked like an upside-down mixing bowl. It didn't fit the plate. Bugsy ends up dropping it and, you know, making that big scene, which I thought was hysterical that Jess shouted, Opa! You know, like,
I thought that was great, actually. Yeah. I was like, girl, that's way to vamp. Exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I also loved how nervous Bugsy was. She's like, oh my God, Tom's going to freak.
Yeah, she said it like three times, like, Tom's going to freak. You know, and
her for being scared. She has seen him melt down already.
Right. And to his credit, he didn't say anything to her face when she went in.
Right.
And he had the extra food ready to mm-hmm. fix the error and whatever. but Malia had her snotty little eye roll going on behind Bugsy's back. Yep. And then as soon as Bugsy was out of earshot, Tom's like, for F's sake, you know.
They're horrible people. No wonder they get along. They're just mean. They're really mean.
Yeah.
You know, so what? Okay, Bugsy dropped it. Like, welcome to being human. Like, really, that is not something to get so mad about.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't like it either. And people have criticized her for Sandy, for running out and baiting the guests like that. And I'm just shocked that she did it again.
Yeah, I'm not.
Anyway.
Scorpion's
That's funny. So then we have the great Spanx debacle.
Which was so
hilarious.
Goofy. It was so, and that's such a rich people thing, you know.
She's like, you're wearing Spanx. And it's like, oh my God. And I thought it was hilarious how that turned into a thing. And I also didn't realize that the husband is who said, no, she's not. After the girl showed her thong and her ass.
Right. Well, then the husband takes the accuser back to their cabin and says, you know, tells her like what's wrong with it, and like, you can't say that, that's not a compliment. And then, and the girl like sheepishly goes up and like is kissing Michelle's ring, like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. And I was just like, it was just one of those things that was so, I don't know, just so gross to me, like, God, that you have to suck up to this person because they have you on their yacht.
I didn't see it that way.
I
saw it like she realized that she was being a total bitch, because that was shady as hell. I totally picked that up. Mm-hmm. Like, go ahead and say that to me. I will take my pants off and show you what's going on under my clothes.
Yeah.
Because I paid a lot for this damn tummy tuck. And my stomach's flat.
Yeah.
See, so go on, bring it on.
I'm the super honest Ohio. If I got caught wearing Spanx, I'd be like, yep, I'm wearing Spanx. Oh, well.
I've worn a lot of Spanx in my life, but still, I didn't like it. And I don't like catty women. And I wish they would show less cattiness.
Yeah, it was just felt kind of random and kind of like they were going to throw some kind of conflict in there, because nothing really had gone on until or since Adina had fallen with the glass. It was just kind of nothing really happening. So here, let's fight about Spanx.
It is shady, though. I don't like it. I'm very sensitive to anything that's like fat shaming, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Anyway.
So the next morning, Jess finally finds out what's going on with the text messages. And I thought there's like indignance and then there's righteous indignation, and I thought she was righteous in her indignation.
Which one are you saying is okay?
Jess,
I agree with you.
She was mad to be,
you mean like justified? I agree with you.
Yeah,
she because had of every the way reason. He said it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he said it in a way that sounded guilty. You know, he's like, this is going to sound really weird, but, and it's like, okay, you basically just told me that I should be paying attention because it's weird.
And I think this is one of those moments where we're missing out on part of the conversation because of a Bravo edit, because when they're in the galley later, Jess says, I was just asking you questions, and they made it look like he just said that and she turned and left the room and said she doesn't want to hear it,
which, good point.
You know, it doesn't fit with what she says later on. So either she's recounting it incorrectly in her head, or we missed out on what she was trying to establish with him.
Right. I also do not think, who was it that said, I think it was on Real Housewives of Potomac, where someone said, tell your husband everything, but never tell him everything. And that was what I thought of, because there are certain things that are not helpful. Let's say that it was innocent, okay? And by innocent, I mean not romantic, and only about she was genuinely in trouble and had no one to talk to or whatever it was, okay? Why bring it up?
Yeah.
Like, you are bringing it up because you feel guilty. If there's no reason to feel guilty, then you shouldn't feel like it's time for true confessions. Just my opinion.
Well, I was annoyed too, because Alex and Jess are friends. They've been on charters together before, and Alex was kind of playing both sides there. He was like talking Rob up, like, yeah, man, you should tell her. And then he was like, you know, nicer with Jess and saying, you know, I see both sides of it, but you need to not take it personally. And, you know, and it was just like, I don't like when my friends play, you know, some like, the person I'm angry with, like, they're going to be their defense attorney. You know?
That's like, funny. He's a guy's guy for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that guy. I know you feel better about him than me, but, like, I just, he is
I
one like of those.
Him. I just think he's goofy.
I got you. And I see him as, like, one of those super annoying frat boys that are boys' boys.
Yeah.
You know, he's basically everything I hate in men. Yeah. Not that the rest of them aren't, but
well, and that's the thing. I mean, you've got brooding Rob, you've got Pete, the edit,
unit,
exactly. Well, he's edited out now, so I changed
it's a different
thing.
Kind of unit.
And so that kind of only leaves Alex to, you know, like in the group. So I'm trying to cling to whatever flotsam and jetsam I can grab onto at this point.
I know there's no one to like really except Jess and
well,
and
A. Chanel. Sort of
oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she got excited that she got to go to the closing party. And that comment, you'll have to say that. I can't say that.
Shots up her box.
Yeah. I was
she
just
says like, anything. She says like anything. But oh in the notes, God. I put ha 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 ha. But that was that. That was that. Oh my heck. It was that,
yeah.
It was about you.
Yeah.
You're the one who's funny.
It just, I could not believe I would. Wait, she can make me blush, but there are some people that make me blush that I don't want to see. Like,
yeah,
they embarrass me to a point that I can't handle it. But she just goes just enough where I'll blush, and then she just like reels me back in. So
I know like, she's so innocent in a way. Like she has a real innocence to her.
Right.
Team Aisha. Team Aisha, Team Jess. I can't like anyone else on this show at all. Almost, I like almost no one on Bravo at this point, seriously.
Right.
But I did like that Johnny Damon has a shirt that said Damon Demons. I just want my own, like, I wish I could come up with something clever like that, and I would totally put it on shirts and wear it.
Yeah. What yeah, my name's too hard to rhyme. It's three syllables, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. I know. Anything my last name rhymes with, I don't think it's going to be good.
Yeah. But speaking of demons, we get to hear the story that Jess told about her alter ego, that's Demon Jess, and how at one point she destroyed her ex's new house. And I was like laughing. So I actually tweeted her while I was watching the show. And I was just like, I kind of want to see her. Is that bad? Jess is like, no, you don't want to see her. I'm like, yeah, I kind of do.
I'm siding with Jess. I'm glad she's grown. Yeah. I did not encourage this sort of behavior. Not that I'm like Miss Michelle Obama when they go low, we go high. No, I'm totally like we go lower. But not purposely. That's the point. Like, I would prefer not to be that person. I'm just like a hothead.
Yeah.
So, Jess, good for you for being evolved. I'm just not going to put down anything about Jess right now. I need to cling on to someone who I like.
Yeah, that's true.
She, like, Aisha's so excited about every party, right? And she's so excited about Ibiza. And all I could think was, my God, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, it looked like, and I said this in the blog, it looked like a Grateful Dead concert had a baby with Carnival. It
was like, sort of a rave. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't like it.
It was just crazy.
It's spring break.
Yeah, that was the only time I really remember, like, I think I saw Pete once in the galley, but that's the only time I remember seeing his face in the whole episode was when
I forgot
he was
on until you brought him up. So thanks, Jen.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but while they're off at the closing party, the crew is getting to play on the toys.
Right.
And Alex used the opportunity to kind of like make his move with Bugsy because they were sharing a jet ski together. And he did that cute little, you know, I'm so glad you're here and you're doing such a great job. And like he does this whole thing where he's kind of trying to express emotions and she's just like, thank you. You know, it's like, to me, it's like when you see in the movies when some awkward teen, you know, professes their love and the popular girl is like, thank you.
You know? I'm really sad that she's going to give in on the next episode. Like, yeah. I'm just sad she's giving in to him. I just do not find him worthy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
know.
Not that she's such a prize. Sorry, but
yeah. Whatever. But the Jess thing where they ended the show with her getting palpitations, that's kind of scary, you know? And I don't know if it's the stress factor. I don't know if it's anxiety, if she's having, like, how crazy would that be if she was having a panic attack?
Oh, God. Yeah. I get the feeling it's not, though.
Yeah.
Like, I do, one thing I was thinking is, like, being in the water can do that. Like I've actually been there with diving a lot where you just get really out of breath because it's actually exhausting. But I think she knows herself better than that. She's spent plenty of time in the water. So I'm concerned and I definitely hope she's okay.
Yeah, I hope she is too. And we shall see next week. I mean, we know that she's okay in real life because we talked to her online. But
well, she could have had a heart attack for all we know. Yeah, she might be okay, but man, these people are really good at keeping stuff, you know, like under wraps. Good for them. Mm-hmm. I can never do that job. That's a really hard job that they have. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, so for an episode that was kind of light on drama, we've already made a long podcast out of it. So that's good. But
wrap that up.
Reached the end of this.
And next week, we get to look forward to Johnny Damon peeing over the railing of a boat. Joy, rapture, bliss.
I know. Why do we have to see that? Like, you know, half those stupid guests do that anyway.
It's so gnarly.
Yeah. I just hate rich people who think that being rich makes them be able to do what they want.
There's got to be like six bathrooms on that freaking thing.
I know. Just an idiot. It's basically like he is figuratively pissing all over. You know what I mean? It's like a territory. Like, I can do what I want because I'm Johnny Damon.
Oh.
I don't know. They are not nice. Queen of Versailles was a really charming, classy guest, but most of these guests are not.
You did not just put those adjectives together with her. She's a whack job.
I actually disagree. Did you see the documentary?
I did see the documentary.
I actually like her a lot, and I think she's really smart. She's really educated. She's eccentric, but whatever. Different story for a different time. Yeah, so let's like just leave it there. Right. But anyway, it was fun. I look forward to next week. I want to thank everyone for joining us. And if you're feeling generous, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us a review and a rating, preferably a nice one because we're very sensitive. You know.
Thank you. We did get several this week, and we did. We appreciate you.
Yeah, and thanks for making Below Deck Med like the most successful podcast Kiki and Kibitz has ever done. We're very proud of that and really excited. So thank you, everyone. And we look forward to the next time. So see you then. Bye.
Later, Gators.